Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about my biggest takeaways from the E-Commerce Mastery Live 2018 Bangkok event today that happened here in Bangkok, Thailand. So it was a really, really cool day, tons of speakers, guys, and all sorts of business owners that are doing, you know, seven, eight, nine figures. It's just ridiculous how much money their guys are doing in sales every year with their businesses. So tons of cool stuff was talked about today. I'm going to go through it a little bit here, speaker by speaker, and sort of just drop what I feel like was the best takeaways, the best talking points of the talk of the talks today, and then a little bit of what I was able to gain out of the experience as well. I do highly recommend E-Commerce Mastery Live. I think it's a really cool event. It's basically coming together with a bunch of other e-commerce entrepreneurs, people doing dropshipping, people doing branded e-commerce products, people selling courses and coaching and things like that, but all selling their own offers online. It's kind of branded in a partnership with Affiliate World Asia, which happens in the same building, a little bit bigger conference area, and a bit bigger of an event. But Affiliate World Asia I went to last year, and that was really good too. Ticket prices are around, I think, $700 or something like that for Affiliate World Asia. And of course, it's cheaper the earlier you buy it and more expensive the later you buy it. And it's a little bit less expensive for E-Commerce Mastery Live. It was like $500 or $600 if you got an early, and then, you know, closer to the date, it's more like $600 or $700. But regardless of that, it's totally worth it. You get six or seven, I forget how many total talks there were, and then you get all the networking that goes along with it. So the reason I really love going to these events, you know, it's not so much for the talks, even though you get some great ideas from the talks, it's getting to meet people that maybe you've been talking to online for a long time and you've never actually met them in person. And it's really good to just build those relationships more and establish them. And then you get to meet a lot of people that you probably never even thought you were going to meet at the event, that people are doing e-commerce all around the world. Like, I met a really cool guy, an Israeli guy today, who does, you know, Facebook ads and stuff like that for companies as an agency. And he's based out of the Middle East. And it was just really cool to, like, get his perspective on everything. And I got to talk to him about Israel a lot and how, you know, life is out there. And so that was a great talk. And I got to meet some of my really good drop shipping buddies, and, you know, they're kind of in the ecosystem along with me, who are doing high ticket drop shipping. My buddies' name's Jose Ochoa, which is really cool dude, and he even has his own thing called Dropshipping Midas, so check that out on Facebook. And he's just, you know, he's really rocking it. He's got a store going. I did a supplier coaching call with him not too long ago, and I actually posted that to YouTube and the podcast, so you guys can look back on that. Just type in, you know, supplier coaching call, and you'll find that. And that, so it was a really, really good talk. And since then, he's gotten so many suppliers. So he's a great success story, and he's actually moved from Colombia, where he was based, now into Chiang Mai, Thailand, which is kind of, you know, the starting point to become sort of like a really successful digital nomad entrepreneur with high ticket dropshipping and stuff like that. And I think, you know, he has a really bright future ahead of him. He's a really good attitude. He's just a nice, friendly person. And we got to meet up with Ernest Epps after the talk, which was absolutely fun and phenomenal and crazy. And I love that guy so much. And he's just a great, great person, family guy, and always doing big things, lots of public speaking and lots of events. And he helps tons of people with high ticket dropshipping and with entrepreneurship and life coaching and stuff like that. So he's a really cool dude. Chatted up with him for a long time, sharing ideas, sharing, you know, thoughts for the future and thoughts about the past. And always a good time talking to him. And we met a couple other really cool guys that are friends with Ernest and part of the group, Ryan and you know, a couple other people that were just really, really great people. And so I'm excited to, you know, build our network out. And so, you know, you guys, if you're ever thinking about going to a talk, definitely do it. And it's only because of the networking. So if you don't get anything else out of it, at least try to meet some people and, you know, become friends with them and explore opportunities that might arise just out of getting to know people in person. You know, you can network online tons, and I do network online a lot, and I get tons of opportunities through that. And I mostly spend all my time, you know, heads down work building businesses, just because this is what I love to do. It's a passion of mine. I love to help people do it as well. So, you know, this is what I do most of the time. So I really don't usually go to events like this, but when I do, I make the most of it. And I really like to meet people and talk to them and have a great time. Just make a good first impression and have a great time. So with that said, and that out of the way, let's get into the talking points. So The first talk of E-Commerce Mastery Live 2018 was Maxwell Finn. Maxwell Finn is a course creator and agency owner. He basically helps businesses that have have offers already to scale their businesses with Facebook ads. And so he's just a master at doing advanced Facebook advertising. And he had so many great things to talk about, different funnels he uses to sell products, whether they be physical products or information products, low ticket offers, high ticket offers. They work for all different types of stuff. And it reminded me a lot of, you know, dot-com secrets, but a Facebook ad version of that. So we'll go over some quick ones here. Number one is the testimonial funnel. So the way he does it, he runs Facebook ads over 2 weeks, seven different ads, so seven different testimonial ads, and each one over a two-day window. So really unique, where if you go into someone's funnel, say you like are interested in one of Pat Flynn's courses, which is actually one of his customers, and you look at like one of Pat Flynn's podcasting course, for instance, I think it's called Amped Up Podcasting. So look that up, and once you get there, then you click out, and over the next 2 weeks, you'll get targeted with a testimonial funnel that he set up for Pat Flynn. And so what they do is with each different ad, they're targeting a different demographic, and they're overcoming different objections. It's really, really interesting, and he explained that, the psychology behind it, because each different demographic that Pat Flynn might be helping can be targeted with a different testimonial. So don't just think about running testimonial funnels with random testimonials. You can actually do testimonial funnels with specific different target demographics in mind and different objections as well. Maybe the testimonial said, you know, well, something about price or something about trust or something about quality. Each testimonial can be a little bit different, right? And you're doing it to warm audiences, so people that have already been exposed to the content, exposed to the idea of the course and stuff like that. And of course, he has to create seven different audiences in order for this to run appropriately, right? So there you go. That's the testimonial funnel. Pretty awesome. The next funnel he does is a free plus shipping. And he showed his Trump gold coin example, which is what he made like $4 million selling that thing online in the course of a few months. It's just some ridiculous amount of money. And he got, you know, he became a two comic club winner with ClickFunnels and stuff like that, which is really awesome. But regardless, it's a native lead ad on Facebook, right? And what he started was, before that, he started just a regular ad where they'd click and then they'd opt in. But that wasn't, you know, as lubricated a funnel as it could be. So they changed it to a lead ad. So that was, you know, the newer version of it. So a lead ad is basically you click the ad, but on Facebook, it asks for your email input instead of having to go to a landing page and doing it first. And this is getting me thinking about my funnel now and how I could change it up and make a lead ad instead of just a regular funnel ad to just kind of lubricate the sign up process, right? It makes a lot of sense. So basically, after that, they email the link to the offer. They don't just take them to the offer first. Because a lead ad, like, you sign up and then you just keep scrolling your feed, right? So you kind of forget about it. And then you immediately get the email address, and that's the key thing here. So you want to leave people on Facebook, then email the link to the offer and the checkout page and the upsells, but then also email them a sequence after that. And there's going to be a sequence to close them on the sale. There's going to be a sequence for the upsells and all that after the fact. And he said he went from $5 cost per lead all the way down to 50 cent cost per lead. So it was pretty amazing. And then he also used a messenger bot to message people who commented on the ad, which is really, really interesting. I've seen this happen a few times from some advanced marketers out there. But if you guys are thinking about doing messenger marketing, it still works. Just don't overdo it and don't try to do any hard sales in Messenger, because Facebook doesn't like that. So use it for brand building purposes, for trust and likability building purposes. The next thing he came up with is a thing called the group funnel, using Facebook groups. So you basically build an email list of people in your group, right? You make a custom audience, and then you make an ad to target them. And this works really well for big Facebook groups with members of like 10,000 or more, because you can basically take what's in that group and make a really, really good custom audience, and then target those people. You can not just target that custom audience, you also make a lookalike audience for that and target them as well. So it's a great way to build a list from people all across, you know, the Facebook world that are like your Facebook group, and to then, of course, get that list to get into your group more, or to send them to offers and stuff like that. So group funnel is a really good idea. I'm probably going to get that going pretty soon just to grow my group. And if you guys haven't actually joined my group, go to facebook.com/group/ecommerceparadise and join the e-commerce paradise community group. So definitely check that out. All right, the next funnel Maxwell Finn talked about was the post-purchase retargeting funnel. And this is key. You can do this with high-ticket dropshipping. You definitely should. But it doesn't start with a post-purchase offer. The first thing it starts with is a thank you video ad. And this is something you should do in your email marketing as well, is the first thing is, of course, just say thank you. And videos on Facebook are really cool because they play immediately, and you just have to tap the audio button and you hear the audio. And it would kind of blow people away. You know, hey, I just bought something from the store, and all of a sudden I get a Facebook ad that, or a Facebook post that says thank you so much. Like, that's kind of cool. You know, feels cool. All right. And then number two, he says, is to do is you can do a post-purchase retargeting feedback video ad. So asking for feedback. Hey, we really appreciate your business. We'd like to know how we can improve. What did you like? What maybe didn't you like about it? That kind of a thing. Comment or DM us or whatever. So it was kind of neat. I think that was a good idea. Number three is a post-purchase upsell of a product that is a similar price. So I think that was the big thing that stood out to me, is you can try to post-purchase upsell a lot of different things, but if you post-purchase upsell something that's a similar price, you're very likely to get that sale because they've already spent that much money with you and they probably are interested in whatever this other product is. It might not be that way with high-ticket dropshipping, like if they buy a $1,000 electric bike, they might not want to buy another one, but hey, maybe they will, right? It's possible. That's a niche where like you should be doing something like that actually, because like if they buy one electric bike, maybe he wants to buy one for his spouse or something like that, right? And they have two then. So it's a great opportunity and you should definitely do that. And then the value ladder ascension is the next one, where they actually pitch something more expensive. So in his case, he was making the point of how he does his information product sales. And they came up with this idea where like they're selling their Facebook ads course, but then they want to pre-sell future courses. So they gave a thing called a season pass. So hey, you get exclusive access to all of the content as we create it, which costs more money, but hey, you're going to get access to this amazing training. And so they sold it. He said they did $75,000 or close to $100,000 in a day, which is just insane. So he's doing some big stuff for sure with information products. Number five, the last one, is called the leaky bucket ad. So these are people that didn't take you up on any of your upsell offers. And the sequence goes like this. You have to understand first, you know, the top 10 objections, right, that people are going to make, and you address those objections. And then you need to, the ad helps with retargeting. The primary objection is not always price, so keep that in mind. And they do it 30 to 45 days after the initial launch sequence, right? You can say something like, we messed up, made a mistake, need your help, how can we make that better, okay? So that's a good way to approach that, and it's a leaky bucket ad. So anyway, and then the last one he came up with is a contest funnel. Basically, he creates a contest, and then any leads that they get to win that free product, then they create a lookalike audience. The key is that the giveaway must only be valuable to the person they're targeting, right? So if the person you're targeting is they're having a hard time getting some sleep, then giving them some sort of a sleep aid or something like that product, you know, something that helps them get better sleep, makes a lot of sense for free, something cheap. All right, and then what you're gonna do is build lookalikes off of those leads, retarget contest leads, but use that lookalike to make front end more effective, and then use contest leads to sell products. So it's pretty cool. Contest funnels are a good idea. I'm probably gonna start doing something with that with all my high ticket stores and with my high ticket consulting and coaching, just because this kind of thing can be used to get tons of people that are interested. Now, whether those people become buyers right away or not, it doesn't matter, right? You'll still have a big list of people that are interested in a topic, interested in something that solves that problem or scratches their itch, right? So that's the key. And you just have to build out retargeting sequences and ads and emails to get those people back into your funnel and buying from you and basically know, liking, and trusting you so that they're ready to buy from you at that point. All right, guys, so that was Maxwell Finn's talk. Like I said, it was really, really good. It was actually one of my favorites of the day, even though there were tons of talks that were really good there. But he just dropped so much knowledge in the short period of time he had, and I was just totally blown away. All right. There were lots of other speakers today, and I actually took a bunch of pictures of slides, so I'll probably be trying to post those to the blog at some point, so, you know, stay tuned for that. But, you know, one thing I did like about Maxwell's talk is that he actually gave screenshots of the exact ads that he was running, and that was cool. So you kind of have a chance to, like, look at some case studies and stuff like that, which are key. You know, I think when it comes to learning stuff, case studies really does help. So there was a talk today about Facebook ad automation. I think automating your ads is a really cool idea, and I'm going to be working more on this in Google Shopping specifically, because there's a lot of things that you can do to automate your Google Shopping ads, and it's really key that you understand that, because as you scale, you don't want to always be doing things manually, like having to look up what, you know, how competitive your bids are and stuff like that, updating them manually. So we're going to be working out a lot of these different little ad automation techniques so that you can always kind of stay on top of things without having to constantly be in your ads or have a team doing it for you. You know, this is ran by software after all, an algorithm, so there should be an algorithm that can automate, you know, the competitiveness of your ads as well. And he talked about a lot of different things where, like, if an ad is really profitable, you spend more. You know, if the ad is not profitable, you spend less, that kind of stuff. So he promoted a product, and I forgot the name of it, but really, really cool automation product, and it's just software that basically helps you with your Facebook ads. So I'll try to remember that a little bit here in the talk. And there was another talk about you know, this guy that has this company where he actually created software to solve his own problems. And I thought that was the best thing. And that's kind of what I'm sort of heading towards, is creating software to solve problems. At the end of the day, you know, you really just want to solve your own problems first. And if other people out there are going to gain from that, then definitely be able to make an offer and sell that as well to those people and help, you know, the greater world solve their problems as well. At the end of the day, like I said, it's all about not just making money, but actually providing value to people. So tons of opportunity out there, guys. And, you know, that was kind of the biggest takeaways. Ernest's talk was really, really good. Let's talk about him for really quick before I shut off this podcast, because I'm pretty tired. It's already 12:15 a.m. here in Bangkok. And honestly, I've been talking all day with people, so my mind is kind of blurry at this point. But Ernest basically went over the basic essence of Google Shopping ads for high-ticket e-commerce, and I think it's really key to understand it. So there's basically what he went over is called, he calls it a short stack for ads, and it's kind of a beginner's approach to ads, so that, you know, if you are not too advanced and you're just getting started with Google Ads, this is how it'll work for you. And then as you get more advanced, you can take on more advanced methods. But what he talked about was a short stack. So basically with Google Shopping ads, you have priorities, and you want to create a 2-campaign structure in the very beginning. Of course, later on, moving on to a 3-campaign structure, but in the beginning, just understand your first campaign should be a high priority and your second campaign should be a medium priority. Your high priority is going to be targeting generic keywords, which are top of the funnel, and your medium priority campaign is targeting brand keywords, which is middle of the funnel. And later on, you can do a third campaign, which is what I teach in my masterclass, and you can do a bottom of the funnel targeting product keywords. And the way you get the keywords to move through your funnel is by using negative keywords. So you put the negative keywords, basically the keywords of your brands and products, into the generic, and only your product negative keywords go into your brands. And so the search queries will automatically be filtered through your campaigns automatically, and you'll be paying more for more specific long tail keywords, your product based keywords, your SKU keywords, model names, stuff like that. So really simply put, that's what he talked about today, and that's the same kind of method I teach in my masterclass, along with other optimization techniques, so you can figure out more of the data behind your ads and who's, you know, what keywords are really getting typed into Google a lot and what Google's deciding to show for those keywords. There's a lot of optimization techniques that I go through in my masterclass. So if you're interested, go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and get in there and learn some optimization techniques for your ads. All right, guys. And so that's, I'm going to end up that, but I definitely highly recommend Ecommerce Mastery Live next year. Check that out, 2019. It's in Bangkok, Thailand. And you can just look it up on Google. And if you guys are new to dropshipping and want to get into high-ticket dropshipping, check out my 99 profitable high-ticket dropshipping niches list. Go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.